Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorker, the podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have my dear friend, Arianna Sartzatakis. She is the founder and CEO of the platform Uncover More. She is an entrepreneur and has previously worked in finance, most recently Goldman Sachs, and at the core of her brand is her passion for building valuable relationships with her community and connecting them with the places to uncover. But above all else, she is a New Yorker and another Brooklyn native. Welcome to the show, Arianna. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
I'm so excited to have you here today.
So excited.
You know, Arianna and I are friends, and we met actually at Rockefeller Center on a freezing cold night. And we just had so much fun, and we joked around together the whole night, and it was a really fun night.
It was a lot of fun. And honestly, one of those pinch me New York moments, even though I'm from here.
Yeah. It was. Are you going to be there this year?
I assume so.
You will be. Yeah.
If anyone's listening, I hope
so. We'll be freezing together, keeping each other warm, huddling at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
I know for those listening, we met at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, and it was so magical and special. And although it was what felt like below zero,
yes,
we had a really good group of people, and it was a really fun time.
It really was. We were laughing and joking around the whole night. So, Arianna, now tell us about you. I want to know about you. Everyone wants to hear about where you're from, what you do, what you're doing today, and things like that.
Perfect. My name is Arianna Sartzatakis. If you couldn't tell from my last name, I'm Greek. So I'm a Greek American from Brooklyn. I don't know anything different because people always turn to me and they're like, oh, you're from Brooklyn? Where are you actually from? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm from Brooklyn. And they're like, you're a rare species
in this
industry.
Cool.
And I'm like, really? I didn't know that because growing up, all I knew was Brooklyn. And, you know, Brooklyn wasn't what it was today where everyone is flocking to go live to Brooklyn.
Right.
I'm from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and it led me to founding and starting Uncover More. I decided to stay local for college and I went to St. Francis College, which is in Brooklyn Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And January 1st, 2016, it was sort of a New Year's resolution, but also a way for me to take advantage of New York City because I was staying home for college. A lot of my friends weren't. And there were so many activities and events going on, pop-ups, food activations, fun workouts, fun trends, fun weekend stuff. And as we all know, Instagram wasn't what Instagram was today. You were posting a picture of, it was like the egg loo waffle, if you remember that,
right.
That like really amazing waffle cone with like four scoops of ice cream, right, and sprinkles. That was our first like viral post. And thinking about it was like 4,000 likes. And we were like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember like telling my parents, I was like, imagine if 4,000 people were in the room right now with us and they liked it. It was
so funny.
A foreign concept and you placed a sepia filter on. It wasn't what it is now.
Right.
So I just used it as a way to share my finds as I went through college and my studies. I ended up graduating. So I studied economics and political science and working in the financial services industry. So I worked at Geller & Company and then most recently Goldman. At that same time, I was still uncovering and exploring, but really using the Instagram as a place to share my finds. And it was always under the name Uncover More.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always asked, they're like, how'd you figure out that name? I was like,
right.
I was 18 and I was like, that sounded good. And it really was that. It was a place to just share finds. And now it has evolved to so much more. But to dial back a bit, Instagram, as Instagram grew, so did Uncover More in the capabilities.
Right.
So links, reels. But at the time in 2019, which is when I actually graduated college, there were no links on Instagram. There was no way to share things with our community, which I'm sure you felt as well.
Right.
And I started a newsletter. And now newsletters are used as a way to capture data and, you know, people's information. But back then it was truly meant as I'm starting my big girl job. I don't have the bandwidth to be sending and performing at the capacity I should for someone who runs an account. So let me start a newsletter. So we started a newsletter that went live every week and shared things that were happening every day. And this was right before COVID. So things were different. There was a lot more in real life things that were happening. And then I started my job, COVID happened. And in 2021, I launched the first version of the Uncover More app, which was map-based and told you what to eat, see, do, shop, and stay.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Balancing that on the same time.
Right.
And back to this newsletter, I got an out-of-office email from someone from Goldman. I got it once, I got it twice, and I never shared my face or my name or what I did. And I sent back a message, and I was like, hey, this is so random. My name is Ariana. I actually work in finance on top of running this account. Would just love to connect with you. And this was, I was not looking to move jobs. I was not looking to do anything. It was January 2021. I was truly just looking to connect with a female in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. And a few months later, I started at Goldman. I was there for a little bit over a year. And as of 2 months, it'll be 2.5 years since I've been doing Uncover More full time.
Wow, so that's awesome.
I feel like Uncover More has been such a transformative part in my life, along with many others, and it's evolved throughout the years. But long story short, I love finding local cafes. I love a really good like maple iced latte or chai latte. I love a really fun art exhibit. I love hotels. I love anything that really tells a deeper story. I don't know if that's from me being from Brooklyn and being surrounded around diversity, noise, stories. I don't know if it's I'm connected to food and beverage because my grandfather, when he came from Greece, opened up a diner in Brooklyn.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but I just love being part of the New York culture. And the goal is to continue to amplify New York voices, businesses, and not only do the same in New York, but everywhere else. So that's me. You asked about my day. My day is always different.
And I did, yeah.
Always finding different things to do and talking to different people and meeting different people like yourself and cool people doing cool things.
So proud of you, what you've built for yourself, what you've created. I think that's really, really impressive. Good for you.
Thank you. And people ask, like, oh, when you started this, did you think it would end up being your full-time job? And I was like, no. And anyone who says that, it'll be 9 as an Instagram in January 1st. I was like, no one would have guessed what Instagram would have been.
Right.
And I mean, I joined Instagram to follow One Direction, you know,
right,
I wasn't joining Instagram to make a business like people are now.
Well, for me, it's Backstreet Boys.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but like, you know, you.
No, I get it.
We joined Instagram to find a community and it's taken a different form of that now, which is so exciting, but it's not what it is today, which I think is really cool to be able to grow through that. And you've been doing it too for years as well.
I can relate to what
so
you're
you relate
saying,
to
yes.
it where it's like so organic in the best way. And then it's like, oh, but I can also do this full time.
I didn't think for me, it wasn't planned. And I think for you, it also wasn't planned. It just organically happened. And I think that's what's so special and amazing about our pages, because they are organic and we're doing what we love. And it wasn't to do it to make money initially, which now we do make money off of it, but that's why we just, you know, do this every day and we love it and to share with people, and it's a great thing.
Totally. And I think people can, I mean, I know people can see that through the screen. You can tell when people
feel, they can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. When people are truly into what they're doing
and passionate.
And I think there's always this misconception with social. Oh, it's so easy. You just share a photo, right? You share something. It's not that. Truly, I mean, one, it's a business. It's thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, full-time job.
Right.
But two, it's a connector to so many places and things that no one would have thought of before.
I completely agree. And we love every second of it, don't we?
Truly.
You know, bringing this information to people
about
New York City, mostly, too, for me.
Yep.
And a lot, mostly for you, too.
Totally.
That's wonderful. So to me, you are a expert about art in New York City, maybe the New York City area outside of New York City as well. I myself, that is not my forte, but I would love to hear about your recommendations about art in New York City or wherever in the area. I mean, I'm so excited to learn from you.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, one thing I think that is so special about New York City, New York, is there's many different forms of art everywhere. So I think when people think of art, you're like, oh, it's a standard museum, which Correct. Is a form yeah. of art. Mm-hmm. But there's galleries, there's studio visits, there's campuses, there's sculpture centers. And I think at first when you tell people like, oh, I like art, people get intimidated. They think they need to know. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. totally. I mean, I did too at a point. And I still am sometimes.
How about you, Jay?
Tell us.
I went to art school. Oh. I feel like.
Oh, geez. Never mind. I can't believe I did.
I have a very wide understanding of what art
Jay's going to smack me right now.
but actually, that's a great yeah. point that yeah. sometimes when people hear yeah. that, they also assume that you know every single thing that's going on at a given moment. And there's so many different types of art and forms of art that mm-hmm. what I think is fascinating is you could be a pro in one form of
Correct.
Type of art or, you know, installation. And then you learn something. You're like, this is actually completely different than what I thought. So what I personally like to recommend in New York is you have your standard museums, which are amazing and fabulous. Mm-hmm. But you also have so many amazing art galleries that are for free. So you have your typical Chelsea art galleries that everyone knows of. And you start on 26th Street and then you wind your way down to 19th and you just pop in. And I think that's what people are intimidated by. Sometimes you see
where are they? Can you be specific?
Yep.
Because the listeners, I'm sure, would love to go yep. to these places. Where are they again?
So you'd start at 26 mm-hmm. in Chelsea and you would literally, I'm making a hand movement, so sorry that you guys can't see it, but loop your way down from corner to corner because mm-hmm. there's about 3 to 4 galleries at least on every single block. And most of them are ground level. Mm-hmm. So you can pop in, go inside. Most recently, David Zwirner had an amazing exhibit where you walked in and it was an entire light installation where when you move, it's all white. And as you mm-hmm. move, it like changes with you. Last year, they had Yayoi Kusama, which is her infinity room and the infinity box, which was the craze Incredible. All over, I'm mm-hmm. sure, on Instagram. But some other great galleries are Hauser & Wirth. Pace Gallery is there. There's some really cool small galleries that people don't even think of. But what I always recommend is normally the best exhibits are the ones that you haven't seen all over
right.
online. It's normally the ones that you just walk on in. Although people think of Chelsea, the Lower East mm-hmm. Side has an amazing gallery scene, such as Hannah Traore and Periton and a bunch of other small galleries that are by there. And then now Tribeca is actually becoming a more gallery hub. Marion Goodman Gallery just moved from Decades in the Upper East Side from 57th Street to Tribeca, and they're expecting that that'll be a next gallery hub. And why I say galleries is I feel like it's really exciting that every about 6 weeks to 8 weeks, there's a new installation. So you can do that same route over and over again and make it your gallery day or your gallery hop day. And if you go back in 2 months, it'll be a complete different installation.
Right now you're inspiring me. Like, let's the three of us go on a little art gallery. Mm-hmm. What's the word? Hop.
Crawl. Yeah.
yeah. Crawl. Yeah. So yeah. That we need to do that.
It's so much fun, honestly. And it's honestly just a good way to spend the day. I do it all the time. And we actually hosted an Uncover More event where we did the same. So we curated a bunch of Lower East Side galleries, which was cool.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. And we were able to talk with the curators or the artists, whoever was available. And we started with a coffee, did the art gallery crawl, and then ended with a cocktail. So it's there. I just think people sometimes get intimidated about mm-hmm. going into spaces that they might not have before. Right. On top of galleries, there's, if you go out east, there's a bunch of great sculpture centers and larger places to uncover. So you have in Long Island, the Church, Parish Art Museum, Longhouse Reserve, and Dia Bridgehampton.
So oh, there's way out in the Hamptons in Long Island. Awesome.
Yep. So yeah. Dia Bridgehampton is free for all to go, which a lot of people don't realize that there's free things to do in the Hamptons.
I was just going to say that in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. People don't realize that.
Wow.
And there's a famous artist, Dan Flavin, who's known for his famous light installations. And you just walk in. It's in an old church and you're able wow. to walk through, which is really cool. Also called the Church in Sag Harbor is another public art center that was a church and now converted into different galleries. If you go to Parish Art Museum, this one is ticketed, but it is 14 acres in Watermill, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it celebrates artists who have spent time in Long Island. Another fun way to spend a day if you just want to drive out there or spend the weekend. And then the last one is Longhouse Reserve, which was an artist's home and another 16-acre sculpture garden.
Wow. That's
also, you can go into the house. They have a really cool exhibit where it's like a hand coming out of the bathroom. So in the shower curtain, it's just like a hand moving. They have...
That's kind of cool.
It's really cool because you don't know what to expect.
Right.
They also have a permanent collection featuring Yoko Ono and a few other prominent artists.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization, CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
Wow. My art knowledge is nothing like yours. But then Jay, our other art
historian.
Historian here, I'm sure knows a lot more than I do.
I don't know about that.
Where are some of your favorite spots?
So I think that I like to enjoy the more installations. So as I was coming up with stuff to talk about for this one, I really enjoy the like stuff in the subway. If you go from DeKalb Ave over the Brooklyn Bridge on the B or the Q, there's like a stop motion film that plays as you're like on the subway and the train.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. You know about that, Ariana?
Yeah. I'm a Bay Ridge girl, so that's my train.
Oh, I haven't. Okay, I've never seen it in person.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So when I come visit you,
there I'm you gonna, go.
Or,
you
know, and then you and I will.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Jay. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just it's something that you wouldn't notice and no one would tell you about. You just kind of like have to be looking out the window and you notice these mm-hmm. like images flashing by as you're going on the train, and it's a really cool like 20-second movie of just moving moving swirls of color and shapes, and it's stuff like that you're just walking around the city and it just brightens up your day, you know, and you would never like think about it, but yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff like that.
What train did you say it's on again?
So it's going to be from the B or the Q going into Manhattan from the DeKalb Avenue station.
I've been on the Q train and I've heard about it, but I haven't, you know, taken note really of where it is specifically. And I need to check it out.
You can only see it going from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
From Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Is it like so when you leave where you live, that area?
Yeah.
So next time I go to another party that you have.
Yeah.
Remind me when I leave to look at
the installation.
Yeah, look at the installation.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Ariana, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite artist or a favorite sculpture or a favorite painting here in New York City? I know it's a hard question because that's what you do is art and talk about art. So I know it's that's a big question.
Yeah, there's not one in particular, but similar to what Jay mentioned is I really love the larger scale installations. So anything that's interactive that people can either walk through, touch, see, feel is always really exciting. And you'll normally find those at galleries compared to a museum. But I don't have anything in particular.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, I don't think this will be a surprise to our listeners, but one of my favorite artists here in the city is Eduardo Cobra. And are you familiar with him? He is a Brazilian street artist and he has works all over the world, but he has quite a few murals in New York City. Do you know about him, Jay?
Yeah, I think we talked about him on a previous
episode. Yeah, we did.
Episode.
He, because my good friend, Matthew McDermott,
right,
who's a professional photographer who was down at Ground Zero on 9/11/2001, he snapped this famous photo of a fireman on bended knee, you know, with the axe, kind of praying over the axe. And then Eduardo Cobra took that photo and painted a mural 11 stories tall on a building on the Upper East Side. And I think it's just a very powerful mural of Matthew's photo. And I actually happened to run into Eduardo Corpo down at World Trade Center when he was building or painting that, I should say, painting that mural on the side of kind of like that beer garden area. He painted a mural there. I just happened to walk by and I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to say hi. We have a connection with Matthew McDermott, you know. And I said hi to him and explained, I know Matthew, and you painted his mural on the Upper East Side. I think it's on like 3rd Avenue between 49th and 48th. There's also another mural, which is of Einstein. He painted like an 11-story mural of Einstein on a bicycle, which is really cool. But anyway, so I was, he only speaks Portuguese from what I understand. So his translator was there. And I said, hey, you know, I'm friends with Matthew and I just want to say hi to Eduardo, which he was painting. And just want to say hi. That's it. Give him a shout out. No big deal. And I left. And then I was walking back to the subway to the A train right there. And he grabbed me, his assistant or his translator grabbed me and said, hey, Eduardo wants you to spend the day here tomorrow. If you can, taking photos of him painting and finishing his mural. I was like, okay, this is awesome. So I spent the day with him and got all these awesome photos and of Eduardo, you know, signing or he does spray paint. It's a really cool day. You know, it was a really cool day. I have didn't expect. I just wanted to say hi, and then I got to hang out with him and have that cool moment. Really cool. There's also something that's really cool, and it's been there for quite a few years, is in Times Square, which is the Times Square hum. Have you heard about that, Ariana?
No.
Yeah, it's like, it's just kind of, what's inconspicuous is a good word, right? It's in the middle of Times Square. It's on, you know, Broadway between 45th and 46th Street. And it's a different kind of medium that works really well in a big city. The artist Newhouse constructed homemade electronic sound generators to be used specifically for this piece. It's really cool too. And you can see people standing in Times Square trying to listen for this hum. But if it's really busy, you know, like normally in Times Square, especially in the evening, you can't really hear it. So it has to be probably 5 or 6 a.m. in Times Square. He opened a, his name is Newhouse. He opened a street grate on a pedestrian island between Broadway, like I just said, you know, between 45th and 46th Streets. And he climbed down into a steam escape vent shaft that is visible through the grate. And there he installed both the generator and a loudspeaker. So, and it's this constant hum that's in Times Square. From the beginning, powering the work proved troublesome as the voltage internal to the subway system was too high to power the piece, and Con Ed, surprisingly, refused to join a line to MTA property. So to rectify this, Newhouse hired an independent maintenance company on all that stuff to connect the piece to a nearby street lamp through an improvised connection. But it's really cool. It's Times Square hum. I think it's been there for quite a few years.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
It kind of reminds me of in Grand Central, where if you stand on one side and speak up, someone can hear it from the other side of that little corridor by the Oyster restaurant.
The Whispering Room, is it called? Or is it called the Whispering Room or the Whispering Hallway?
I think hall.
Yeah.
Hallway sounds right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But it's similar type of medium where, like, I don't know when Times Square would ever be quiet.
Right.
But if I ever find myself there in the early hours, I'll have to hear.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people kind of looking down and stuff. So, and I thought, well, maybe they're listening for the hum, but I've never heard it personally, but supposedly people can. So we'll see. It's like Newhouse, the artist, he describes it as resembling the after ring of large bells, but it's also been described as a deep and slightly pulsating drone. A rich harmonic sound texture by the MTA. So it's pretty cool.
You know about that hidden MTA townhouse?
What did you just say?
In Brooklyn, the hidden MTA townhouse. So there's
I don't know much about it, but go ahead.
So there's the row of townhouses in Dumbo, Brooklyn by Pier 5. If you go right before the soccer field, there's these beautiful, colorful townhouses. And then if you go across, there's more beautiful townhouses. But in between them is a townhouse that doesn't look like a townhouse because it's actually the emergency exit of an MTA subway station. And it's always my like fun fact whenever I'm like walking by with a friend, especially because I went to college in the area. I was always like, oh, did you know? And they're like, there's no way. And I was like, go up these stairs. You won't be able to look in. And another way that the MTA is involved in our day to day.
I've always wanted to see that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's like blocked off the door, so you can just walk up the stairs and it's locked. You know, no one can go inside.
Where is it again specifically? Oh, if you don't know, it's okay.
I know that it's the street that leads right down into the soccer fields, but I can.
And is it on what train or near what train, or is it just a, it's just on a street randomly, correct?
Yeah.
I've always been.
It's on Duralliman Street.
What street?
Duralliman.
I have no idea. I can Google it. At least I have it on the podcast now. I can listen to what street was that. Yeah. That's a good one because I've always wanted to go see that because it shows up often, you know, on Instagram and Facebook or wherever, because it's a cool little fun fact.
Yeah.
I don't know if fun fact is the right word, but yeah. I guess.
I mean, you would never think. And I think you walk by it all the time and you probably have been on that street and you're going to see it and be like, oh, this is the street. Yeah. This is Duralliman. And you would have never noticed.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to go this week and check it out. I'm going to make it a little Instagram story and post it on my Facebook, too. But are you familiar? I got another one that I think was really cool. And actually, I do tours to go see this spot. It is the Bronx Mural. Are you familiar with the Bronx Mural?
Yes, but I haven't been recently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's up at, I think it's at the corner or the intersection, I should say, of Garrison and Barreto Street, if I'm saying that street right. But it's famous, that Bronx mural. And I do tours up to the Bronx mural area. We stop there for a few minutes. And there's also the 50th anniversary of hip hop mural right there, too, a block up. It's a really cool spot to go. I think it's just a great area, and it's got a lot of Bronx history there. There's also a Bronx mural series in that area spread across various neighborhoods. And the murals depict the borough's resilience, heritage, and the diversity of its residents. And then the most famous one, again, is the Bronx Mural. But the history of murals in the Bronx goes back to the 1970s, a period marked by economic hardship and urban decay. Amid this adversity, local artists, often influenced by the emerging hip-hop culture we're just talking about, began painting murals to beautify their neighborhoods and convey messages of hope and resistance. These murals became symbols of pride, resilience, and cultural identity, reflecting themes of unity, struggle, and community solidarity. I think that's pretty cool. I love going to the Bronx. I love walking through the Bronx, especially, you know, the high bridge over to the Bronx. And then you can, and speaking of more artwork, is I can walk the high bridge from my area where I live, which is a beautiful walk. And then it'll take me to the Joker stairs.
Oh,
I don't know if that's really artwork, but the stairs are painted.
No, but I think back to what we were saying before is that art can be anything to anyone. And I think especially in New York, it holds such meaning to so many people. And whether that's a mural, graffiti, in a museum, in a gallery, in a studio, whatever that is, it's always something different. And I think that's the coolest part is like, if you just look up, you'll see, or look down sometimes, you know, you'll just see any type of medium or form of art. And I always say that the joy that I get from Uncover More, and I'm sure you feel the same, is whenever I see someone take their phone out and take a picture of something, or like you're seeing them look at something and they're like, wow, like this is something that I just wouldn't see anywhere else. And it's so cool that you can have that so many times here in New York City.
I didn't even think of this one till now, because I love walking on the New York City sidewalks and seeing these little artworks. And I forget who does it. I feel bad now that I can't think of the name, but it's like a little, sometimes it's a rat holding a barbell. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those artworks?
Yes.
You know, it's just these little pieces as you're walking. And it makes me smile every time I see them. Do you know who it is? If by chance, if you don't, it's okay.
Unfortunately, no.
But I love those as you're walking on the sidewalk. And there's also one that has a saying. There's always, there's someone who writes these little sayings, these little phrases that says, you know, that are very inspirational. It's like a one sentence phrase as I'm walking down. So pay attention, listeners, when you're walking down the street, just like you said, look up, look down, because looking down on the sidewalk, you see a lot of little cute things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Jay? Like the rat doing like the weightlifting.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah. And you see different versions of the rat, but it's really cool. I forget who the artist though is.
Yeah. Or even in the Day Street Metro Tech Station, there's the metal sculptures that are all around, and they're the same metal sculptures in a park in Tribeca.
Oh, really? I'd use that station all the time. I don't think I've ever.
They're like hidden in, you know how you have those metal, like where you can lean if you want to? There's some on the floor. But again, it's like, it's these places where you just never think of because you're just on the go. But yeah. Sometimes if you just pause and take a second, you can see so much more.
Yeah. Speaking of more art. No, you know, it's endless in the city.
It really is.
Yeah. So it's 14th Street, Union Square.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
You were going to say that? Go ahead, Jay. Yeah.
Well, Union Square. I was going to say 14th Street.
Or I guess, sorry. I didn't mean Union Square. I meant 14th because when I go to Union Square, I take the L train right there. That's what okay. I meant. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, 14th, 8th Avenue train stop has a little, like, I want to say they look like garden gnome, but they're like metal.
It's probably the same artist.
Yeah, it's probably the same 100%. Artist, but they're like all around the station, like doing various things. Like, I think there's like a police officer. There's like,
yep, there is. It's so
playing
cute.
Music. And yeah, all throughout the station, on the L side of the station, and also on the AC side of the station, underneath the stairs, or as you're walking up the stairs, you see them like doing various like human things.
I love it. There's a whole bunch of different
doing
characters.
Human things.
Did you say human or Cuban?
Cuban.
Human.
Cuban. That's funny. I'm like thinking they're dancing or something. Do you know what he's talking about? Have you seen
them? I love them. And if it's on the AC line, that's by where the J Street one is. So I'm sure it's connected in some way.
Yeah, I love it. I see it all the time because I'm in that station like every other day. So I just found a little info. It's called Life Underground, which is a permanent public artwork created by American sculptor Tom Otterness for the New York City subway system at 14th Street and 8th Avenue. And I did a video and tagged him on it about a year ago. And I think he liked it. I'm not sure. But anyway, so yeah, I love that artwork right there. There's just so much art in every, so many subway stations. I think the MT, I'm going to give a little shout out to the MTA. You know, I know they have their problems. Don't get me wrong. But they do some really cool artwork in some of the subway stations.
Definitely. The 28th Street one has a beautiful flower mural. The one by Brooklyn Museum also has a beautiful mosaic.
Oh, yeah.
The one by American Museum of Natural History.
It's just going to say that.
It's really beautiful. Or even, you know, if you look at the Oculus or Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
It's still art. It's architecture, right? But it's art. You know, and they've all incorporated local artists. And
72nd Street, too, has by Yoko Ono.
Yep.
That is painted, you know, the beautiful blue and clouds. Mm-hmm. The Imagine painting or mural down there at 72nd Street. I think she's the one who actually designed it, or
I'm
has
sure.
something to do with it. And there's another subway station. I can't think of the it's down on the Lower East Side in a sense, and it kind of looks like little people all in the tiles. And
It's Prince Street. I was just about to say.
Oh, you've seen that one?
Yeah, it's right here on Prince Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's people. It's people depicting people carrying stuff to and from their jobs or whatever on the subway. So you like people like with big bags and people walking down to the subway carrying various things and
but
going
they're very tiny, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I think this. It makes me think of hieroglyphics out of Egypt. It's got
they kind of do look like hieroglyphics.
Doesn't it remind you of that? Even though it's not. But it's little tiny on the subway tiles. I think it's really cool. Yeah, I love it. So Ariana, I don't mean to surprise you, but I have some fun questions. You ready to answer some New York City questions?
Let's do it.
Say a train leaves Santa Fe going 50 miles an hour.
Oh, no. Next.
I made that up. Instantly, you get out your calculator and your
pencil.
Yeah,
I'm like, actually.
Like, so what's your favorite intersection in New York City?
Favorite or least favorite? No, kidding.
It's a hard question.
Yeah, I was like, these are. My first thought, although I don't know if it's my favorite, is Broadway and Houston. Because I'm always by Soho, so
busy.
You know what I like? Chaotic.
You know why I like that one too? Because it has a good view of the Chrysler Building right there.
Even though now there's so many buildings coming up that
they're
starting to ruin some of the views, but I agree.
That's a good
And then if you look down the other way, depending on what block you go down, there's the World Trade Center.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. I like that. I picture myself standing in front of Target right there. Yeah, I like that
specifically.
Yeah, because I like that Target too. where do you go to think, Ariana?
The Brooklyn Heights Promenade.
Wow. Great answer. Both Jane and I are shaking our head. Why do you like it? Why?
I think it has the best view of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if I'm connected to it in a way since I went to college by there. And mm-hmm. I would just spend a lot of times walking the streets of Brooklyn Heights and a lot of times on the promenade since we didn't have a campus. So that was our campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so peaceful and quiet and lovely to walk around, lovely to think. It's lovely to just be. you hear the noise from right underneath.
Right.
But it's never crazy.
Yeah. That's a beautiful area. I love looking at the views from there, or just walking the promenade and walking to Montague Street. Yep. Am I saying it right? I said it Montague when I first moved here, and somebody like yelled at me. I'm like, man, no. Do you prefer a New York slice or a hot dog?
New York slice.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite pizza place or just in general?
I like Pizza Wagon, which is in Bay Ridge. They have great Sicilian slices. Well, Sicilian squares.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we're talking about more hypey places, I like Lindustry with the burrata and hot honey.
Where is that?
They have a location in Williamsburg, and then they just opened up one in the West Village.
What's it called again?
Lindustry.
I didn't even know about it. Did you, Jay?
No.
We could go together.
Yeah, let's go. Let's all go. How about your favorite train station?
I mean, since we mentioned it before and since it's newer, and also just a plug for our Instagram, Moynihan is really cool, and we recently shared the Hudson River Rail, which is a train that it's a Pullman train from 1940s that they do a day trip up to Albany. And for the first time, I went into the Moynihan VIP lounge, which you get as part of your ticket to go upstate for the day. And it was really beautiful what they did there. And they tapped a lot of New York businesses to pop up and place cafes and restaurants there, which is nice. I wouldn't say that's a conventional New York City subway station, but to see how they created it was pretty crazy. And it's everyone is using it now to go outside of the city.
I love that train station. It's one of my favorites. I think they did a great job. It's beautiful. I love that food court.
Totally.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Right.
Everyone who's listening, you need an awesome food court when you're in New York City, when you're at Madison Square Garden, Penn Station, Macy's, wherever right there, Hudson Yards. Moynihan train station has one of the best. Have you been there, Jerry? One of the best food courts. You been there? Really good. Do you prefer New York City in the early morning or late at night?
Early morning.
Why is that?
No one's on the street.
That's true.
I just like walking around, especially in normally populated areas like a West Village or a Soho. It's a complete different city when you're somewhere at 3 p.m. versus when you're somewhere at 9 a.m.
Good point. I love that. Thanks for answering those questions, Arianna. That was fun.
Thanks for getting to know you a little more. Yeah. I feel like you could tell based on people's answers.
Yeah, true. So, Arianna, before we let you go, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know what it means to you, Arianna, to be a New Yorker.
Be a New Yorker is to be someone who's full of spirit, passion, dedication, and grit. It takes a special person to feel at home in New York. The pace, the opportunities, the ability to have the world at your fingertips is something you cannot find anywhere else. And once you embrace it, you're a New Yorker.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really nice. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
You can find us at Uncovermore.
And you're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and...
And we have a website, but yeah, social media would be at Uncovermore.
What's your website real quick?
Uncovermore.com.
Perfect. Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, across all my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast. And you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all of your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Jillian Dalton, Lee McGarrett, and Petra Pelopox for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Sue Rothwell, Deborah Menz, and Olivia T. for your comments on Instagram.
Have a lovely day, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.